The Senate's Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee swiftly approved a package of bills that were partly inspired by the Miami Herald's reporting last summer on the number of children who had died of abuse and neglect under the agency's watch. Hollywood Democrat Eleanor Sobel is the committee chairman.
We've identified several problems in our committee's works, and our bills contain recommended solutions.
The biggest of the panel's solutions is a bill that requires at least 80% of newly hired investigators to hold social work degrees. Current staff would be exempt, but they could return to school for social work degrees of their own under a tuition subsidy program in the bill. Other provisions include a state website with information about child abuse deaths, a team of rapid responders to analyze child deaths, and the creation of an academic institute on child protection issues. It would comprise the social work schools at Florida State Universities.
We are proud of this document that will save lives of many, many children in the state of Florida.
But the bill still has a long way to go. Senate leaders agree the changes are needed, and Governor Scott has recommended $47 million in new funding for additional investigators. But Senate President Don Gates says it's not yet clear how much money the legislature is inclined to approve. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.